Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Art Sherin. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Wells. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ed Wells. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Frank Daljak. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Firpo Marbury. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Firpo Marbury. And now, play ball. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Campbell moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Owen moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marbury can't make a play. That's a base hit. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wells moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak hits a pop-up towards short. Lovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stone, who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayworth for a passed ball. Reynolds scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gulick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marbury picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Marbury. Melillo moves to third. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shea. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Shea steals second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wells hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Wells moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wells moves to third. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Wells scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0-for-1 in the game. Daljak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen juggles the ball. That's an error on Owen. Melillo moves to second. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy strikes out. There goes Melillo. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Shea. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen juggles the ball. That's an error on Owen. Melillo scores. Shea moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Browns. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a line drive towards third. Owen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker pinch hits for Firpo Marbury. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Frazier now pitching. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stone. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. Reynolds moves to third. It's 5-0, Browns. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gulick strikes out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to home. Hayworth drops the ball. Reynolds scores. Campbell scores. Melillo moves to second. Two runs are unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-0, Browns. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shea hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-3 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-2, Browns. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0-for-2 in the game. Daljak takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Daljak moves to second. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daljak scores. It's 7-3, Browns. Heinie Scubble pinch hits for Vic Frazier. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Art Herring now pitching. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wells takes first base on ball 4. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sharon bunts towards first. Greenberg fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Greenberg. Wells moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Burns bunts towards first. Greenberg fields the ball and throws to Herring covering. Safe. Wells moves to third. Sharon moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to home to get Wells. Sharon moves to third. Burns moves to second. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sharon scores. Burns moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-3, Browns. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon juggles the ball. That's an error on Sharon. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Owen moves to third. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Owen scores. Gehringer moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Browns. Bump Hadley now pitching. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Stone moves to second. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gehringer scores. Stone moves to third. Greenberg moves to second. It's 8-5, Browns. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Daljak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stone scores. Greenberg moves to third. It's 8-6, Browns. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Daljak moves to second. Two outs. JoJo White pinch hits for Ray Hayworth. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Harry Davis pinch hits for Art Herring. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 6. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Desodles now catching. Chief Hoxett now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shea hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-4 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive towards short. Levy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Owen strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 6. The Browns will come to bat. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley takes first base on ball 4. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sherin bunts towards the mound. Hoxett fields it and throws to first for the out. Hadley moves to second. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reynolds is walked intentionally. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Daljak takes first base on ball 4. Greenberg moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-4 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Hadley covering, for the out. Greenberg moves to third. Daljak moves to second. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Hadley covering. Safe. Greenberg scores. Daljak scores. It's Browns, 8, Tigers, 8. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 8. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Fox. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shea hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. It's 9-8, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 5 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shea moves to second. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hadley hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns can't make a play. That's a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Fox moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gulick. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Owen moves to third. It's Browns, 9, Tigers, 9. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stone is walked intentionally. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. Gehringer moves to third. Stone moves to second. Two outs. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Daljak is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Tigers 9. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Campbell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gulick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Tigers 9. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-5 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Desautels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogsett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Tigers 9. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shea hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Daljak. Levy reaches second base with a double. Shea goes all the way around to score. It's 10-9, Browns. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hadley strikes out. Two outs. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Tigers 9. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Owen strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 9. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.